It's the summer of 2017, and Dee, a poet working by day as a copywriter at a retail startup, can't dispel a creeping sense of disillusion on the horizon. Whether it's the company's new 24-year-old CEO, the growing distance between Dee and his longtime girlfriend, or a mounting sense of unreality in the wake of the first delirious months of the Trump administration, there's a sense that things are speeding towards collapse and that they've perhaps been unraveling for some time. Borne along on these ambivalent straits, Dee begins to keep a notebook, filling it with everything. Scenes from his own life, dreams, poetic fragments, stoned revelations, and broadly defined moments, both real and fictional, that he calls parables. Attempts to learn from the underlying schedule of the universe, some music of the spheres that, if heard correctly, might help him finally tie together the disparate threads of his life, his poetry, and his labor. As the notebooks fill up over the course of 2 years, season by season, Dee circles a series of perennial questions about art and work, capturing in the process the unique absurdism of the gone-but-not-forgotten era of office culture between the Great Recession and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is Tom Spike. Please join me for Daniel Popick's The Copywriter.